All right, man. Welcome back to another episode of These Fools.
How y'all?
We got my guy Mark in the building. What's happening, man?
How you guys
already?
We got Miss Mariah in the building.
What's up, y'all?
Yo, what's good?
No, nigga. Fuck no.
All right.
Why?
We coming with this right here. First question.
We even get started.
It's a porn question. It's going to be 2 seconds. Oh, y'all going to answer this so easy. So,
in the beginning.
For y'all two, for right there. Y'all doing a, what did I say, train or whatever? How much would it?
Okay.
How much?
Here we go.
Would y'all have to be paid to do a cream pie in the bitch? Where you, like, say you're the fourth person to do it. How much do you have to get paid to do that?
A meal, bitch? At least two.
Like, one dude go in, boom.
No.
Another dude go in, boom.
No,
one dude go in third.
Fuck,
and you the fourth person. So, boom.
Hold on.
Cal, you four.
If she going to the bathroom between us?
No, nigga.
So
this is cool.
Still in this bitch?
Yeah, nigga. How much do you have to get paid for them to be the fourth?
Dear Snapchat.
This is the night I quit this shit.
Because Randy is tripping tonight.
Listen, man. I need a
How much?
A lifetime. You got to pay all my bills off for the rest of my life. Send all my kids to fucking school. Free of fucking charge. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I need another $3 million on top of it.
Damn.
What you mean?
This is the same man who don't want another nigga ass in his face.
I don't.
So do you think he really is going to allow his dick to touch other men's semen?
I mean, I'm asking.
Why would you ask that, nigga?
Now I'm fucked up, nigga, is
you watching porn?
No.
Watching niggas nut in the bitch?
I heard this on
Let me see your phone, bro. On a podcast, the dude was asking, it's a podcast.
I'm like, how much would it be for you? The dude was like, $1 million. He straight up said, $1 million. He's like, not your daily rate of doing this. Not, you know, get paid $2,000. No, I need a meal if I gotta be the fourth person, the cream pie in the bitch. Mark, how much? You have to, how much? How much are you?
I'm the fourth nigga.
You the fourth nigga.
First of all, everybody need to get tested.
Nope.
That's me.
No, my ass.
I'm not doing shit without these no niggas in.
How much?
Normally, depending on what type of situation you're in, they gonna get tested any fucking way.
Well, they might
already have
shots.
Talking about no booty talk
23.
You want the cheapest or the highest?
They don't have like the shots.
All right. So truthfully speaking. Porn stars don't get paid good unless they do gay scenes anyway. So you ain't gonna make a lot of money right out the.
He's not lying.
I'm a porn connoisseur, so I know you don't make a lot of money.
It's a lot of straight niggas who do gay porn for that purpose.
Right. That's where they make their money.
That was on the damn. What show was this?
Real Sex.
Yeah, Real Sex. Yeah.
Oh, y'all really watch Real Sex?
Yeah, nigga.
I'm beating my nigga going to sleep.
Talk about, you watch this shit.
I was in.
You never see like the little therapy, you know, like the couple shit and all that stuff.
I'm not watching the taxi cab shit. Here's the thing. I'm not watching Real Sex to watch what's going on.
Or they interview people on the damn street and
I'm not watching that for that. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the soft porn on there. They wasn't really fucking.
Volume zero, so I want my mom know what the hell I'm watching.
You got to keep the remote with the last button. All right, bam. And then you up and down real quick.
Okay, so realistically, we're not going to make no money.
No, we're not talking about.
Okay.
If they'll give you whatever you ask for.
What we ask?
You say you want to build $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, they're going to give it to you.
Shit, I'm starting off at least at $5 million if we talking about.
Five.
Okay. Yeah. I need my full list.
Five.
All my bills paid for the rest of my life. My kids through college, in all that school, and I need $3 million up front.
Okay. All right. So this don't leave you out. So if you was in that situation, four niggas. Where you stopping at? Four or five? Or they like each nigga's $1 million?
Oh my fucking.
Where are you stopping at?
Each nigga is $1 million.
Yeah. She going out of way.
Just two.
Two.
And like eight niggas in the room. You going to stop at two? That's $8 million right there.
You ain't gonna make it. That's two.
Eight mil.
And I'm a porn star too. I
Okay. We're talking about porn star dick too, not the normal dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
We ain't talking about that. Like, whole...
nigga, I want my insides.
He's gonna come in 12 inches of peace.
That's what I'm saying. Busting everything up. Operating this bitch.
Y'all from
the fuck, man. You tell me the dude that, you know, talk to you. Like, I'm take this dick.
Exactly. Like,
nah. Smile in the camera, bitch.
I like you. And I want you.
This is for you.
I'll beat you.
I just wanted to know. That's all. Because it was funny when they asked on the podcast.
Bitch, what's your price?
Oh, 10 million. I need
10 million. 10. For going for?
Four, yes.
Yeah.
I'm on 10.
That's it.
It. I'm gonna have my bag and everything else.
You gonna have a bag
over my face?
Nah, you got like fucked up.
But this podcast I was listening to asked this question. That shit was so funny to me because niggas was like, "What? Fourth? I gotta be the fourth one?" Like, man, I ain't doing shit. They were like, "Well, I do for a million." They're like, "I'm dead. That's it." But they went on to that.
Well, niggas talking like a $1 million. Let me go back to the Dennis Schroeder situation. So what they offered him in LA? 90.
I thought it was
85 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they offered them 9 million in Boston. What the fuck you laughing for?
I was just saying.
It's still $9 million.
You could have had more.
He could have had more.
Yeah. You know that shit guaranteed. So shit, you turn down 85 guaranteed, my nigga.
Guaranteed.
You break your leg and nigga, you get 85 motherfucking million dollars.
Talk to
him. It's a bad business decision.
But y'all acting like $9 million ain't shit.
We not say. I think you misconstrued it.
Think about his lifestyle.
I'm not missing shit. Okay, he turned out $85 million. Damn, you a jackass. He's still getting $9 million.
We not saying he not getting paid. Still, G. The thing is,
he fucked up.
Let's say he have a bad season. You just gave up 85 motherfucking million dollars.
My
nigga,
listen,
man.
I go to the league right now. And they give me $1 million.
We're fine. But he's not.
You don't think $9 million gonna be fine for him?
He's not even joked about him not taking the money. He overvalued himself. Him and his agent fucked up. They already admit that.
You think you're gonna be okay with $1 million? Man, you gonna go through that shit so fast, you're gonna be broke. Dude, think about this shit. You gonna buy your mom a house or whatever, get one bill, get you a house. You know, you gotta keep up the mortgage and all that. Nigga, you're gonna be the whole property tax, all the shit after your shit is done.
Right.
Then you're gonna
upgrade your car.
Thank you.
Taxes. Child support. Because you know somebody, come on, let's be real.
Somebody's not gonna pop up in your life, nigga.
Not me.
Okay. So Keisha ain't taking that money.
Okay.
We're gonna be splitting that money.
Hit a meal right now and something pop up. Nigga, hey, what's up, man? You Adam gray hairs come up. Damn, nigga, you stretching that hard?
You know,
what's up on the couch?
That's crazy.
That $1 million is not gonna last you at all, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Y'all talking about $1 million.
Like, it's not gonna last.
Okay, first off, they're gonna tax the fuck out of it. So you can already say you don't have a meal. That started at $750, $650. That's where you're gonna start with. That's where you're gonna start with $650.
I feel like I can manage my money.
For one year,
it would depend on how you invest.
1 year, yeah.
What you gonna do with it?
I'm doing less. I'm working with a lot less. What
are you gonna do with it? I get you ain't gonna do shit, but are you gonna invest that shit to double that shit?
We gonna live like we normally live and go from there.
You ain't gonna, nigga. Shit, I gonna have a whole house.
You're gonna be sitting. You're gonna be sitting in a room. You gotta think about this. It's gonna be a team, a locker room of niggas who making millions of dollars. Like Antoine Walker talked about this shit. Have you ever watched the ESPN thing, bro? Mm-hmm. Those players was talking about this shit. Like, you're going to try your best not to get caught up in that shit, but you can't help it because everybody balling out of control. The stars are, or the niggas who've been in the league 5, 10 years.
You're going to upgrade that truck out there to something new.
He's
going to get something
new. Right. You're going to the casino with the team. Now, you say you're only going to take 100.
He's going to get something first.
Right. But you at the casino with these niggas.
Of course.
You know peer pressure gonna be like, nigga, yeah. You only gonna play 100?
You gonna take care of your mom, your brother, your sister.
Right.
Come on, nigga.
Hey.
All right, here you go. Here you go.
God damn. Y'all is amazing. What have you peer pressured to me into in my life?
What the hell?
I was about to say bitches.
Oh, hold on. That's not true. I'm sorry.
Oh, my
God. I'm only saying that. Hey, delete this. All right. You, we need to have some you can delete this shit. Let's move on. Go back 5 seconds. Go back 5 seconds.
Holy fucking shit.
Go back and put 10 seconds.
Mark, you want to get into mental health, man?
Man, I don't even want to, dude, but God.
Nah, you gotta start your own.
What y'all want to get into first? Boy, I didn't start
this. He knew yours last week. Come on, man. Bring us back. You didn't. I did mine.
He did go into a bit of his last week. Dude.
Well, he can go as
give
hard.
Some,
like
give me some music, to. Then.
Like, let me go ahead,
man. Give me that caramel. Just the music on.
How we over with? The fuck? You still get stabbed, bitch? What the fuck?
This nigga. Yeah.
Christmas
time. Alright. So you good. Alright, so they want me to talk about mental health. And
hold on, dude, you gotta prepare. For
oh, wait, oh shit, my bad. You calling the music?
Hold up. We got my boy Mark in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Echo.
Conway's fucking corner, man. You got it.
Corner. So I'm gonna try to be short. But so usually when I talk about mental health, I'm using the good place. So on my way here, I was like, I'm in a bad place. So I probably shouldn't talk about it. But I was like, you know what? This is probably the best time to talk about it. So let me try to explain to people what it's really like having an episode. It's not what you see on TV. You see people acting crazy and stuff. Those are manic depressed people. Those are the people that you can just openly see and say, hey, this motherfucker a little off, or those people who are bipolar, things like that. This is what it really feels like, sitting in front of your friends feeling like you're not good enough, having to have that reassurance that your life matters. And then they think people automatically think about suicide. It's not that you think about suicide, it's you see your life not having the value that others see into it, and it becomes a fatiguing thing because you constantly kind of need their reinsurance, but who has the energy to honestly keep expending their energy to keep you happy? So then you feel like you ain't worth it for somebody to do that. Now you kind of spiral. So you spend most of your time trying to figure out, do people really like you? Are you being used? And once again, you ask that same question, is it really worth it? It tires people out. That's why people who marry people with truly diagnosed depression don't usually stay in a relationship. It's taxing on the person, it's taxing on you. It breaks up marriages, it destroys childhoods, it affects every little thing you do. And I just think people really don't understand. So I'm high functioning, so you really won't see it unless I'm having a bad day. And I haven't had a bad day in 4 months. So, of course, everybody thinks I'm fine. But sometimes you do that stuff, it's kind of a cry for help. I don't know how to tell people who's listening or give them, I guess, a know-it-all way to handle it. But I just say be there for those people when they need you. And don't fucking call us crazy. We're not crazy. We can't help it that our brain goes right when we want to go left. And if we could make it go left, I swear to God, I'd do it every day. Than to be so exhausted and feel like I have no energy fighting my own damn self every day. That's all I got to say.
All right, man. First and foremost, your life fucking matter, man. Don't even let that shit cross your
mind. I know that. That's the fucked up part about it. You know you matter. You know you mean something, but it's like it's something there that's like, nah, bitch, you ain't worth it. Go on die. And that's just how you think. You don't try to think like that. And I think that's the biggest misconception, is that people think, oh, people like this don't give a fuck about their life. No, we really do. We're just so exhausted that you just start to give up because you get tired of fighting yourself. That is I tell people, imagine being in the octagon with no training and fighting a nigga for 10 days straight. And you can't stop. You can't. You just got to keep fighting. No gun. You just got to keep, but that's just what it's like. You have no other resources and you can take the medication, but then that shit make you feel like a zombie.
Bruh, and I've seen that shit firsthand.
You don't want that.
All emotions away from
you. Yes, it does. And I don't want that. I took one pill and I feel like I was dead. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, I'd rather figure it out the hard way. But the hard way is dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's stressful as fuck. Like, people just don't understand how I'm losing hair. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, it's that stressful. It's, and then man, married, you know, with it. And, you know, my, I love my wife to death. I really do. She don't quite understand it. Some days she's just like, I just can't understand why you like that. And honestly, that's one of the most worst things to say to somebody like that. Don't say that, but she's normal. She's human. She doesn't get that's actually a trigger. Telling me, hey, I don't know what's wrong with you. You know, it's things like, but it's not her. I'm not singling her. I don't want people to try to attack her. But anybody I know has been like that. It's like, why do you feel that way? So you get to the point where they say you suffer in silence because you just don't fucking talk about it no more. Because it's, I can walk up to you and tell you I got stage 4 cancer. We can have a 4-hour conversation. You wish me the best of luck. I can walk up to somebody else and say I got high functioning anxiety and depression. And niggas will step back and look at me like I'm crazy. I'm suffering too, just like that person is. I'm slowly dying inside just like that person, but I'm not going to get that same respect or that same diagnosis or that same treatment as this person. They call hospice for this person. I need hospice too. I want somebody to hug me sometime. You know, shit like that. Like, just help me. Help me, nigga, you know, but...
You
want
to go to Donkey Show in Mexico?
I mean, that's fine.
More to get some hugs,
nigga, I'm just saying, like, people just don't understand. It's stressful as fuck. So I'm good. Like, you know, I don't want nobody to call me after the show and be like, "Nigga, you all right?" Like, I'm fine. I'm not. I'm not suicidal anymore. So I'm fine. You know.
You need to see some scattered ass.
I don't need to see some scattered ass.
Yes.
No, I know how to handle it.
Scattered ass help every situation.
I know how to handle it. That's why I can talk about it.
Listen, wait till text time comes. I'm gonna take you to a strip club. Not in Monroe.
Yeah. Hell no.
Come on. If I take you to a strip club, I
guarantee
you're going to have fun scattered.
So you want me to make destructive decision?
Hey, all you got to do is get the okay.
That's like the number one no. You can't do this. I didn't say for me, but I'm just saying you'll be giving people advice. All right.
So let's do this. Tell her you coming to the podcast and we got to show out of town.
Oh, this nigga here.
We can go to the pint. My nigga. For real.
As long as Uncle What's Name ain't there, I'm good.
I ain't worried about him. We trying to see some real
stuff.
Shit, he
gonna
be there.
I'm good. But yeah, I'm not turning down a strip club, but I'm just saying I'm good. I don't want people to listen and be like, oh shit. Because that's what happens. You become judged and shit. What's that?
Man, she said she
ain't turned down the strip club.
Okay. Remember last time we went to the strip club?
I've never been to a strip club, so.
What?
I never been to strip club.
Ever?
In my life.
You need to take him to Jackson.
Real talk. ASAP, my boy.
Ooh.
Dude, I'm talking about, man, you're going to be like, it's not Monday.
I don't believe in throwing money at naked people.
Listen, man, I got you.
Chose to accept your money.
I don't want to throw the money. I can watch porn, my nigga. I had the high def TV.
Shout out my boy, man. He just recently got married. What, last year? Last November?
Yeah, it's
about to be
a year.
That was basically his bachelorette party. You know, bachelorette.
Ooh,
that
nigga, tripping.
That was his bachelor party. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't trying to brag or nothing, but, you know, I ain't let my nigga spend a dollar. All night, we just... It was a full-time movie in that bitch, G. If you could have seen this nigga face.
I remember my experience.
Took that nigga in and I was just like, hey, bro. Strippers came in. He was like, oh shit. I had already went and got the money from the thing. You know, I guess the little bitch at the bar told me, he the one with the money. Yeah, came on there. I'm like, hey.
I got
married.
I
want to
go see niggas and bitches.
It's my nigga. They went crazy. My nigga was over there. He had a mask on. You could see him smiling through the mask, my nigga. That's how serious it was. That shit there with the niggas in the winter. I was in Memphis. And, It was some hood shit because they only had a sheet that, you know, separated the shit. It was just like a big ass party. And the girl I was talking to at the time, I gave her some money, you know, I had you some fun. And I took my chair and I pulled it away from the crowd. And I set my chair down away from everybody else. So I'm just sitting in the back. And this girl came from like just came between everybody. She was just walking toward me. She had nothing but some boots on, like thigh high boots. I'm sitting down, like, oh my fucking God. that motherfucker got the dancing G, and I was just in a trance. And I remember asking her, why are you doing this? Like, I'll marry you. Like, she really looked, you know what I'm saying? And I could hear the niggas talk, who the fuck is this bitch? That nigga getting the lap dance over here. Shit, fuck. This girl took a dollar. And she rolled this dollar up. She put this dollar in her pussy. And she made this dollar go up and down. Son, I was through. If I would have had $1 million right there,
no, I'm judging.
I would have made this shit right.
You would waste no time, huh?
Do you know? Can you imagine the grip powers this bit? A dollar?
I know.
Not a full dick. A dollar. My boy. Then, like, the girl just came and grabbed me. You know what I'm saying? She came and grabbed me. Yeah, bitch, nigga, get it out there. Let's fucking go. So, you know, all night, you know what I'm saying? I got to explain to her how sorry I am. This woo-doo. You know, I ain't mean it. It was just left there. She came out the crowd. I had to explain that shit. So, you know, next day, the mailman was also at the, you know, the little party. He said, oh, shit, nigga, you was nigga getting lap dance last night. Man, hurry up, close. She tripping again. Like, damn. Like, fuck, bro.
But, bitch, didn't I give you some money to go have some nigga shake your dick in your face? Man,
look, you know, I wasn't worried about it. You know, go have fun.
We had a blast. I was going to throw money slapping ass.
I'm gonna show you some videos. That shit was crazy.
That sound fun.
It was. Besides getting your dick touched, security. They grabbing your dick and shit. That you get past that shit, you know.
So this is fun. Like damn near, you know, it was really pandemic time. So the people in front of us end up leaving. So I think like two people went in before us, and what was like 6-7 of us. These niggas at the gate with ARs and shit. The fuck are y'all protecting? Nigga search me, turn me around, search me again. I'm like, God damn, like what the fuck I'm finna do up here?
I ain't talking about this. I'm talking about the whole hey man, what the fuck you doing?
Bruh.
Make sure this is hey man, this dick right there.
Yeah, them niggas was serious. They was really, really serious.
I'm gonna have to play with y'all tonight.
We not lying.
Yep. No, he making jokes, but this shit really this really happened. Really happened. This nigga was hype as fuck too. I we ain't gonna tell you what happened, but
yeah, I love the strippers.
Son, you gotta go with us. You gonna tell me that shit gonna be live.
The whole that's ride suck. There. Man. I was,
oh yeah, he was
whole,
on
whole ride.
He was on
jiggling, getting loose.
I was happy ride. To be out there.
Gotcha.
But like, I don't think we had all been out together like that since, you know what I'm saying? Damn, man. Well, right out of college or some yeah. Shit like that, bro.
This used to be the best time.
Back in 1976. You know?
Yeah, that's about how old you niggas is anyway.
You know what?
The whole way.
He's scratching. He can't go no more. Yeah, man, we got you.
All right. I got you.
So we're going to go on this talk about men.
Men versus women ratio. Who want to take it first? Because we had a lot to say, you know what I'm saying? We probably said it all before we should have, but...
I think Mark should, because he can explain the post that he saw.
All right,
so...
Showtime to shine again.
Oh, shit. So the post basically was like, I'm just paraphrasing at this point. I can't remember every little word. But it was like, you know, men should... How they pick and choose of women, you know, the little of the women, because we got something to offer. And it's basically like, if one woman don't do for you, it's 10 women waiting for a chance at a good man. So I'm sitting here thinking, doing the math, it's niggas in jail, it's niggas that's gay, and I'm including the download motherfuckers. And it's just all this different shit. I'm like, damn, it's like 16 to 1, 20 to 1, 25 to 1, go to Atlanta, it's 50 to 1. It's like, damn, if men had any sense, I'm a man saying this, and stop just thinking about ass and titties, we could, A, you can get better ass and titties, bro. Just follow me for a sec. You talking about the stuff we want as men? Like, so I was listening to Michael Bazin's show before he got up there, and he had these women from Atlanta on there. He did the women in Atlanta, and they was complaining about, you know, the quality of men because Atlanta is, let's be honest, it's like the trans, you know, central and for black men, women, men being women. I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I ain't trying to be canceled. I don't know which way to say it. So. It was business women, bro. Talking about, you know, 401k motherfuckers, people who have stocks, people who have bonds, women dating trash men. And I'm not saying that to knock trash men, but it's women who make 400 a year was dating niggas making 25 and loving them and marrying them because that's all they had. And I'm not saying they're not bad guys, but it's like, think about the level of women out there that you can just, and the guys that came on was saying that, they was like, bro, it's not disrespectful. They were so desperate out there. Shit, you can go get you a woman like that out there just because, huh?
Desperate.
Supply and demand. It's 50 to 1, my nigga. One nigga to 50 women. Yeah. You can make your pick. But, you know, we so stuck on, man, we only can have this, we only can have that. Like, that's how women think. Women be like, nah, I can pick the best man. But men don't think like that. We just want the best ass. But you can get the best ass with the other stuff, too, in that situation. Just like they pick the top nigga with all the qualities they want. We can do that, too, especially with it's more of them than it is us. That's all I started thinking about that when I heard, I read it. And I was like, damn, we not thinking on a high level. That's why they make us look like shit sometimes when they cheat versus when we cheat, because they're thinking on a higher level. Like, we got to think like that, too. And they can change the whole, we can flip this shit for us. Instead of it always being like, man, women always leaving us for the best man. Shit, let's leave them for the best woman. Like old dude said, if you let that one go, I swear to God, that's 10 behind it. That's probably better.
Do that, so just because she got 4K, you know what I'm saying, all this shit, this good job, do that make her a better, you know?
That's how women do us? That's how I'm looking at it.
I'm not judging like that because,
you that's know, the only way I can.
What I'm saying is the shit.
Think about this.
I can lead this bitch that make 4K and, you know, meet somebody that don't do that shit and just gonna treat me better than that.
But I agree with that. When I'm usually, I'm just talking for this topic.
Yeah.
But when outside this topic, that's how I feel in real life. It's like, stop judging niggas because of how much they make or, you know, how he is in the bed or something like that. You don't know, this nigga could be a fucking serial killer. People put people on a pedestal, they ain't worth shit, but you think they are because they have a few things going for them. I feel that same way too. But if we doing it,
that shit could be a facade too, though.
I agree.
All that shit could be a facade.
But if you looking at it from that perspective, that's how women
of the come up.
Yeah, that's how women do us. They coming up. Shit, we can come up too if we really wanted to. I mean, it makes you feel like a bitch in the inside a little bit because you don't want a woman taking care of you. That's just me. That's the pride thing. I wouldn't want nobody to just be taking care of me and I'm sitting my ass at home, you know, cooking noodles and shit. That's just me.
Do you think a woman is gonna really accept your ass like that?
Hell, bro. I'm gonna say this one more time. In cities like that, they are, bro, these motherfuckers was on the radio crying. They were crying because they couldn't find a man. These women 35, 40, you know, eggs drying up, no offense, Mariah. Eggs drying up.
Damn.
You know, they get into the age, G. You can't have kids.
Did you say eggs?
The eggs drying up, G.
Damn, Mariah.
No, I'm not talking about her. But I'm just saying, I don't want to disrespect women when I say that, but you getting to them ages 45, 50. You can't find a man. They ain't got no kids. They trying to find somebody to, you know, love. They can't find nobody. And a lot of women was talking about something they get men that seem good. They download. This is the Atlanta edition, like real talk. And he was talking about that because it became an issue. And so he took calls for the women and men in that area.
And this is the thing. This is why I feel like the women are desperate. Because, yes, we do outweigh y'all. Like, we outnumber you guys. But out of the small, like, you have to think about that small group of men, what is available. And out of the ones that's available, which ones are actually going to act right and treat you right? That's why it's motherfuckers out here that's making 400K dating nigga that's making 25. Because he know he make 25K. So in all them other areas, he got to be that nigga. He got to dick you down. He got to rub your feet. He got to run your fucking bath water. He got to affirm you and tell you. Like, because he already know. And, you know, there are some men who are just genuinely raised like that. But, like, it ain't niggas around here doing it. Like, you can barely get these motherfuckers to commit most of the time, honestly. So, what are we supposed to do? So, how do y'all feel about that as men who are in relationships, like the dating pool?
I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? I get what he's saying, you know what I'm saying, about think bigger or higher, you know, but it's like, that shit don't faze me, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you make 400K, you can come up, we can do this, do that, but shit, how you gonna treat me? So just because you make this 400K a year, I gotta be do this, do that, just because you make this money?
That's
how it sound, you know what I'm saying?
That's for some women. You gonna have to do that.
Well, that's how they end up back single, too.
So,
I mean, so, like, your monetary value not gonna make me love you more.
It shouldn't, but it's that double standard shit. Like, yeah, I'm just speaking from that perspective.
I get you. I'm just saying that's just how my take on it.
And most guys are like that, actually, where they like, man, I don't give a fuck as long as you know, take care of the areas I need you to take care of. But
as you grow, I feel like as you grow, you see that shit. Because, you know, younger me, oh, yeah, I got this, make 400K.
Right.
You know, but
see, that's women who's supposed to be grown and have growth that do that, too.
But, you know, I think some women that are more focused on their career, they probably ain't as experienced in that relationship status sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, she done did her college. She done went straight into her field. She ain't had time for a nigga.
Nah, I think they are. I think they had time. Shit went down.
I was like, what?
I can tell you, they
have time. It's just like they choose their career over
exactly. So sometimes. Think about, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, what she making is 400, 500.
She's choosing her career over this nigga. Yeah. She's making 400. I'm not going to. No woman.
I mean,
it's going to have what you're talking about. She's choosing, nigga, a doctor. Nigga, I got to get this degree. I got to go to school for all this shit. I don't have time for your toxic ass bullshit.
Who's to say they toxic?
I'm not. They don't tell me to do.
I know what you're saying. Who's to say the men toxic?
I'm just saying. I'm just giving an example.
I know you are.
But you thinking a dude who's not. Come on, man. Men are really insecure about women. Real men or not, but boys are insecure of a powerful woman.
I got you.
That scares the shit out of a boy. She's powerful. She's got her shit together. That means, what can I do for you? Right. You can take care of your own stuff. You don't need me. So they're gonna put that fear in that nigga heart where he's like, fuck, I'm gonna find a reason.
Don't let that motherfucker be cold easily. That's really a wrap.
I'm gonna find a reason to, you know, cause this shit or, you know, disturb your peace.
So, hey, look, that really happened to me though, because this girl was graduating to be a judge. And, like, did I tell y'all about that? Did we talk about that on the shit?
I thought she was a lawyer.
Lawyer, judge, one of the motherfuckers. But you know what I'm saying? All I did.
You have to be elected to be a judge.
But anyway, but the whole thing was that I felt like I just worked at Chase. That's exactly how I felt, man. I just worked at Chase. And that's it. I work at Chase. This girl, she all in school. She finna graduate and do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I wasn't prepared to be in her lifestyle. And she genuinely just liked me for me being me. That was it.
Because, again, like, it ain't too many niggas walking around. Like, it's just not. Like, a lot of these niggas around here ain't shit in real life.
What's ain't shit?
Boy, shut the fuck up.
You don't even have to explain that shit.
Google it, bitch.
Right. Come on, keep going. Don't
Urban Dictionary.
Just Google it on your own time.
It's a lot of niggas around here that's like, you got to work hard, like, not even say work, I guess you can say, but it's a rarity to come across a quality man here that is not already in a relationship.
Is that why most women go out to marry men or dudes in relationships?
Yep.
They feel like
a lot of the immature ones who don't give a fuck about hurting other people's feelings.
Hurt people.
Exactly. Y'all been hurt all this time, you know. So it's just like, oh, okay. And most times, the men who cheating, and they get them the ones that be having one side bitch. Hell, a lot of times he be treating the side bitch better than he treat his wife.
Because something is missing.
I mean, she's doing a lot of types of shit.
Something is missing.
How you want to go into that?
Something is missing.
Like, you don't
want to give up the ass. You ain't cooking no more. You ain't cleaning.
Yeah,
something is drinking balls, missing. And this bitch doing all types of shit.
But you know, what people come at you hard when it happens too. They like, well, you know, like a lot of guys, if they say, for instance, not saying I said, but if a man say, my wife, you know, she don't look the same, and immediately the woman hive will come and get you and say, oh, she had your kids, so her body went through this, and that, which. It's true.
Life happens.
So life probably happened to your husband too. He probably lost his hair. Mm-hmm. You know, he probably don't look the same. His body don't function the same. He probably going to give you two rounds instead of three. Whatever the case may be. Two. It is. But yeah. The point I'm making. The point I'm making is, I think in a lot of those situations, I think women don't realize that we missing something, and I think nobody cares. I agree it's wrong. Don't ever say I'm saying, hey, go out here and be a hoe. But a lot of guys, if a guy's in a relationship, he been married 20 years and he started cheating out the blue, he ain't cheating out the blue. He cheating because something has happened. And he's probably let that person know what the fuck is going on. And of course, we have seen many times when you're in a long standing relationship, ain't no woman gonna be like, I don't give a fuck. Shit.
About what? Because I agree with all he just said.
Some niggas don't let nobody know shit.
Okay, see?
They just go out and cheat.
That's their bullshit.
And right. You supposed to just fucking know.
That's bullshit. You know, you supposed to know your man.
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to know your man.
Stop.
I was going to say that. You
stop. Niggas, some niggas is not big on communication.
That's true. But how you married?
Put applause, but goddamn.
It's all depends on his partner.
But
if he give you a test on communication and you fail that shit, no, he's not gonna communicate with
you. See, we too old for testing shit.
If I come at you,
you sit me down and you use your words like a grown ass man.
Okay,
you ain't gonna get this shit shut down.
Right?
No.
Shit.
That's gonna happen.
It depends on the person. Cause like,
man, it depends on the delivery.
It depends on your partner.
It
does depend on your partner, but it also depends on the delivery.
Some motherfuckers what they say, they not listening to, you know what I'm saying, understand or communicate.
They respond.
They listen to us. That's 85% of the population.
True.
If I tell you this, you're going to say, all right, I'm trying to hurt your feelings now, you know what I'm saying? And that's when the show begins. That's when Facebook, the social media, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, if I get on Facebook and say, Randy, a bitch, even though we joke like this all the time, and somebody else perceived it another way, oh, these niggas beef. Mm-hmm. And now somebody in your ear, you know what I'm saying? So right. Now... this little joke being fooled, you know, and that happens every day on Facebook in my line.
You're not
somebody going live saying this, that, it could have meant totally different things.
You just got to think about, like, if I come to you about something, it's an issue that's in this household, and you go off to vent to somebody, just be venting, and then they take what we just talked about and they blow this shit up, and we resolve the issue, but they still blowing that shit up. I can't communicate with you no more. If I tell you something between me and you,
right,
and you get on your phone, talk to your girls or whoever you talk to, then
that's normal in this day and age.
I get it, but
I have a best friend.
But confine into you.
My best friends don't know everything.
Right.
They should know everything. You know what I'm saying?
They
shouldn't. Not if I've come to you, and told you.
Because it's always like this. It's just like, you're going to forgive me, but your friends or family won't.
Right.
True.
Yeah. Right.
They
right.
won't forgive me. True. You know, me and you cool, they still gonna be like, nah,
I'm getting tired out over the
right. Yeah, that's why you have that one. I do have, and like I said, my best friend, I have that one person that, you know, I need to vent to for an opinion. Be like, hey, am I wrong? Like, you know, let me know. You know what I'm saying? That person who's gonna be unbiased. But I will say, a lot of times, especially with me, I can only speak for myself. I'm willing to take constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. Constructive.
You got to know who you're talking to, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know which one of your homies you can call and say, hey,
like, for instance, if we having a sex issue and you do that shit I don't like, and I be like, oh, stop that shit. Mm-hmm. A nigga going to look at you like, goddamn.
I'm punching you in the chest.
You know what I'm saying?
one of your titties.
It would have been so much easier to just say, oh, baby, I don't like it.
Yeah.
True. Like, true. It's just, it's for me, it's all about delivery.
But see, people to feel like they ain't got to respect our feelings. Mm. And so it's like, well, you a man, fuck that, take that shit how I give it.
Biggest bullshit
ever. Ever.
That's how people do it.
He's right. That's how.
That's how people do it.
Our feelings is so.
Why is that? Why is that a thing though?
You know, I don't know. You gotta ask the women. I don't know. I'm a man.
Her happiness matters, but yours don't.
Shit, right.
That's bullshit.
That's life, G.
That's not life, G.
But women, that is real fucking life.
I mean, it happens in life, but that's not life. It shouldn't be like
that. Think about most married couples, you know. How many men gonna agree with us on that?
I'm not trying to jump you, I'm being real.
Most,
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying anytime we talk about a relationship thing, it'd be y'all against me.
It's not even trying to be like that. I said married people, you know, long standing relationships. How many men will agree with that sentiment?
I agree, but what I'm speaking on is from my perspective too.
Which is, I always tell you, you a lucky bastard.
Yeah, hell, bitch. But
that's just what it is. Then it's not even disrespectful to the women we will. It's just like finding somebody that's that fucking rational is rare as fuck.
It's hard.
Because most people are gonna pop off in situations. Yeah. Like, I mean,
we're gonna play the victim.
I've been there, man. I'm telling y'all, like, this nigga know, like, motherfuckers is crazy, man.
It's different when you are married. When you in a relationship, nigga, you can just leave that shit and go on 5 months. Married, nigga, who finna do that? I'm just saying, like, nigga, I gotta go to sleep with this bitch.
I do the same thing.
Like, I have to go to bed and hope this woman don't be still pissed off at me, by the way. So get a hold.
We go 3-4 days out talking.
Ooh, not talk, nigga.
I went month.
Without talking to him?
Barely. It was like choppy conversation. Man. Like,
y'all turn the roommates.
Hey, bye. And it was like, hey,
y'all turn straight to roommates.
Bye.
Hell,
I ain't
finna do
that though.
Really?
Like,
you
walk by like that shit.
And I fucked up. I remember the time I watched the phone. I fucked up. And mentally I understood later why she was so pissed, but
it ain't that much mad in the world.
Bro, it was because
I get it because I've been married before. But it's not that much mad in the world that I'm not gonna talk to you.
We almost lost Constance, and all the baby pictures was in that phone. She had one of those women breakdown moments. So it's like, you just watched every picture I had of my child. And it's like, at the time, I'm like, Nick, I got pictures on my phone. But I mean, her phone was better quality, so I got that part. And it's just like, it took her a while to get mentally out of that to be like, okay, I am tripping, you know, because it was like, You don't think you watched the phone. It's like, I watched the phone because I was getting.
Was this a mistake, folks?
For me?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, so if this was a genuine, honest mistake.
It was a genuine. She was sick and she threw up all over her jacket. And so I grabbed the jacket and
she left the phone in the jacket?
She left the phone in the jacket. Catrice, I am not agreeing with that. I do not want to sleep on the couch, my nigga.
What I'm saying is, it, I understand what you're saying. She could be upset, but to not talk to you?
And she talked, but it was just like, see, y'all can get me in trouble. It's not like we don't talk at all, but it's like that. I'm mad at you, choppy talk.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
ain't that much mad
did you stop?
Okay. I agree with Kyle, because my thing is, at the end of the day, what is not fucking talking to you for a month going to solve? And we still got a whole physical baby here. Like, it ain't like you lost
her. Well, the baby was at the hospital, so right. Fighting for her life. So, I mean, I understood that shit because I felt bad. I was like, you know, damn, you know, Constance could die in a moment. That's how sick she was. So I had to look at it from that perspective. And when she calmed down, she apologized. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She was like, I was wrong for going that long without talking to you. Because she was like, you could have went and did anything. I was like, yeah, but I was that type of nigga. I could have been on some bitches. But, you know, that ain't my thing.
At least the cheating.
And nigga.
At least the cheating.
Man, I'm telling you, me and Keisha was beefed out. And it was so crazy because I can't even remember what she did. But I was mad at her. And like a day went by. This motherfucker came and told me, if you're not going to talk to me and have me uncomfortable in my own home. I'm like, damn, you the reason I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? You mad at me for not talking to you, but it was just how she said it. Like, nigga, you not finna be here and you know what I'm saying, making it difficult to live here. So, you know, I understood that. Like, all right, I ain't gonna be on this whole shit and be, you know, being a bitch or whatever, but come on.
Pop. Oh, I'm not gonna comment on other people. I'm a hush.
No, I mean, it's cool, man. I'm fine. We in a better place. It's just that I always think about that situation because I had to take accountability to it. And I know a lot of men to be like, oh, you crazy. But nah, bro. I had to look at it from that perspective of my daughter's sick. She's not doing good. And I kind of fucked up. So, and then on the flip side, she did later come back and say, my husband was trying to help. Mm-hmm. He made a mistake. I was tripping. Okay. So we both had to understand that. But like, it happens, G. I mean,
that fight that y'all is not what I'm about to say. Married couples fight over stupid shit.
Boy,
absolutely.
Regular couples don't.
No, it's worse.
It's worse.
I'm trying to tell him that.
Yeah, it's fucking worse.
Worse.
Nigga, once you get married, it's the stupidest shit. You like, we beef about this.
What the fuck are you chewing like that, my nigga? God damn. Like, you be that.
Nigga, you can't cough lower than that?
Coughing?
Nigga. That's your cough, nigga. Ah, nigga, you can't do something else.
Don't have
you,
motherfucker,
there.
That snore.
Oh,
shit.
All that shit, my nigga.
Get your cold feet off of me. You sleep. You can't even control this shit.
So don't get married. It's basically what y'all saying.
No, just be prepared to have stupid ass fights.
I was about to say, get married, but we just gonna let you know, nigga, on Little Strong Survive.
Oh my god.
So when she signed, nigga, it's over with. You are disgusting to her ass, nigga. All the shit you do. And every damn thing.
You're gonna get into some shit that
I wouldn't agree with that.
Man, be some crazy ass fights.
Y'all get disgusting after a while. when we signed those first 2-3 years, y'all still be cute.
After that, it's just like, damn, I chose your ass, nigga.
Like nigga, whoa, you what? Can't When I say you can't do shit right, my nigga, you do everything wrong. You breathe wrong, cough wrong, sneeze wrong, you shit wrong, piss wrong, you make up the bed wrong, you fold the clothes wrong,
the dishes,
you wash the dishes wrong, you cook wrong,
you drive fucked up. Like, damn.
My problem is, like, it be them niggas who become one of the fucking children. Like, you go from having 2 kids.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Ooh, shit.
I mean...
Like, nigga.
I mean, come on.
I know I take care of the house, but goddamn.
I mean, let's slow down on that whole shit, right? I hate when women say that. You know, they have 2 kids. No, I have 3. My husband's 1. Like, the fuck? Ain't no damn kid.
That's
like,
a real fucking thing.
It's not.
It is.
Y'all put that in your head.
No, it is.
Y'all put that shit in your head that you have. I can't
speak on this topic.
Y'all become a whole nother come motherfucking to the house. Child. Like,
I shoes right here, like, god damn, I just, you know, that's me just coming to the house, wind down shit.
But you know what's crazy?
I'm not saying leave your shoes at the floor right in there, the room.
I just walk in, shoes out on the couch, you come in, what the fuck? Hey man, come on, I had a long day, give me a second, I'll put it in. Y'all just go the fuck off. Like, what the fuck?
Man, nigga, I guess I
just be one of
people. Get
the fucking shoes out of here.
I'm like, you having your clothes in the floor. Can you please have shoes in the floor in the bed?
When you listen, I come in, I'm taking shower, come out, stick on the bed. Come in, like, why is this shit on the floor? I'll get it later. No, the fuck you want? I'll go to work, still there. Get home text.
Exactly.
Home
that's
text.
The thing.
She fussing at your ass.
Exactly. That's why.
Like, I forgot. My bad. I was sorry.
You forget every day.
I tell her that so she can shut the fuck up. Be like, all right, I'll get it next day. Get a whole take,
you
whole
get
picture.
That paragraph.
Like, you see this shit right? This is the fuck I'm talking about.
He come home, he gonna try to rub on her, nigga. She gonna roll over on
you
your ass.
You fucked yourself up. All
right. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, fuck.
Damn. I forgot to bring pussy to bed. Ain't that a bitch? It's like you forgot them shoes.
See, that's it right there.
That's it.
That's the whole look at her like, what?
I got lying. I'm fucking. Or we fucking.
No, rapist.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh. That's women though. They so I got 3 kids, including my husband. Man, what the fuck on with that shit?
It is.
If that's the case, we got 3 kids. Yeah, when they get mad because we can't buy them some shit, what they do? They
pout.
We tell you know what you do, pout.
I don't like being told no. Motherfucker, you got told no 18 years by your mama. What the fuck? You can't get told no more.
Actually, I did. That's why I'm like.
Not everybody say that. Maybe you did, but most of these motherfuckers did.
Most females are so used, especially they have their dad in their life, but they're so used to getting whatever the fuck they want. And they get a dude, they try to live up to what daddy always gave. Like, I'm not your daddy.
Hell nah.
You should try.
No.
No, the fuck you shouldn't.
I'm going to be myself.
Yeah, I see how strong.
So you want
like, y'all been going.
I tell my boys, I tell my boys
everything. Nah, I strongly believe in that.
Like, I tell my bosses, like, you want to get you a woman? Do not get a woman like your mom. Not just to be like that. I said, don't get a woman like your mom.
What the fuck?
My God.
Don't no man want to marry a woman like his mom. Why would you want to marry somebody like your mom? That's the disgusting. That's nasty as fuck. No. Then she's gonna throw that shit in your face. Like, nigga, I ain't your mama.
Nah, when they say, like, get somebody like your mom, I guess that means the nurturing part.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the nurture. It's
I ain't talking about the sex. I'm talking about the whole. Calm down. God damn.
Nobody was saying.
Okay, I thought you were joking.
No one was talking
about I'm about to say, calm the fuck down. Like, I thought I was talking about that, though. This is what I'm saying, because you got to think about, like, don't know.
Unplug your shit.
Why, dude? All I'm getting at is, like,
clean it up, please, G.
You've never heard somebody you date someone.
Think
like
about
that.
if you have a mom that all she does is scream at your ass, downgrade
well,
you.
Well, sir,
she
don't stop, date sir.
Like
stop.
My mom, if that's the case,
you have sir, some stop, dudes stop. That see their ass attraction to them because they get it from their mom. They're like, well, if you don't do this, what my mom does, you don't.
That's bullshit. Why would you say that in a relationship?
There are some people who like it.
That's dumb as fuck.
Okay.
So
that's actually
to my lady that I'm dating every day. I'm gonna say, come on, Martin, you know, do this. Why you don't fucking do
it? My delivery might be
that's
might be
opening
wrong,
the door for her to say, I'm not your fucking mom. That's a fight waiting, you know.
But
what?
My delivery might be right, might not be right, but y'all see what I'm going
it's
with.
It's okay to look for it, just don't say it.
Okay, but don't, and isn't
if that makes sense.
Isn't that what she just said? Like, you should strive to be like my dad. That's what she's used to. Mm-hmm. So most girls are used to their dads ghosting them. So when they get ghosted by a nigga, they're like, I expect that because that's what my dad did. I mean, it's a mind thing.
That's what I'm getting at. It's
different streets, though. Because think
it's,
about
no, how it's the same street.
That's
no,
what I'm
no,
getting
what
at.
What I'm saying is think about how you groom your baby.
Right.
They're going to look for that in a nigga.
But that's what he's saying. He's saying that's how they being groomed. So they're going to think that's what I should expect. Motherfucker hollering, screaming, punching, you know, all that shit.
All that shit.
I mean, particularly like how you raise your child.
Right.
So you know how you raise your baby.
True.
You know how you gonna tell your baby she probably the beautifulest person in the world. You know what I'm saying?
And most of these niggas that don't say her there every day.
She's not gonna
now she gonna be what? If she won't get a dude that do what her dad's
that's
telling
the
her,
point.
She gorgeous
that's,
every
that's
day.
The point. That's and, the point. But you looking at a negatively affected. So if I'm a dad,
it
and
can
I'm
negatively affect.
It's two different ways.
That's what okay. I'm saying. It's two different streets.
With,
it's a negative
with,
and
a with a woman it's like me, my father spoiled me. So yes, I do look for a man to possess
the ability.
Some of those the ability. Yes, some of those qualities. Now, on the flip side, for the women, it's not that they look for a man like that. They accept that and they settle for that because that's what they receive. That's two completely different things. It's a difference in looking for these qualities and saying, oh, my daddy treated me like shit, so I'm going to just accept it. That's not the same.
Gotcha.
That's definitely not the same.
Gotcha. It's the same to me, but
I'm gonna say it's the same shit.
What?
It's the same
how?
Shit. It is. It's the same
no,
shit.
It's
just worded different. That's how you
no,
did.
No, no, no,
you just
no,
worded
no, no,
the shit
no.
different. That's how no. you did.
I can't wrap my mind around somebody beating their child ass and they gonna say,
right? Because like this, y'all don't see the difference with that. Like
okay.
looking
but
for
if,
something
if a nigga beat
and
ass
settling for something,
be, it's gonna be listen. Saying, "Oh, this is okay."
I got.
A goal and settling like that. Mark, y'all don't see the difference in that.
Mark gonna help us.
Okay.
He gonna help you.
Okay, well, okay, I'll take that.
When you cuss around Kendall, don't she cuss right behind you?
Yeah.
And you tell her to stop, right?
Yeah.
But don't she still do it every now and then?
Every now and then. Yes.
Okay, because that's what she heard, exactly. Even though you told it was bad, right? So if I tell somebody, hey, beating your ass is bad, but that's what I do. Do I have to keep going here? Can I stop? Can I stop right here?
That's settling. That's not looking for somebody but to beat your ass. That's
but that's
settling.
What you're used to.
For somebody.
Looking, if you get a dude, don't beat your ass.
You're not looking for a man to beat your ass.
You might think that's love because you might talk to your mom.
You're not going to say, oh, I'm not going to be with this nigga because he don't beat my ass.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it's a brain thing. It's like a muscle memory. This is what you saw. This is what you know.
That's settling. That's not looking.
It's not
for.
Settling. You might not think there's anything better. If your mama gets beat by three guys,
y'all saying that this happens, right? That's basically what y'all just trying to say,
right?
But how much crazy ass shit y'all have seen in y'all life? Y'all say, oh, that shit was stupid. Did it make y'all want to go do it or
no? Beat women?
Yeah.
Oh hell.
Point.
Come on, somebody. Well, listen. We're not saying everybody.
We know you're not saying everybody.
So I'm not everybody that's seen a mother get her ass beat, and I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to beat this bitch ass.
Sure.
No, I'm going to choose not to do that. Because I know that shit is wrong, and my mom went through that shit. So I'm not going to do this to somebody else's daughter or my wife, my kid's mother.
Or somebody else's daughter.
Somebody else seen that shit might be like, nigga, that's all I fucking know is seeing this dude beat my mama ass.
Basically, Chris Brown said that about Rihanna, dude.
But listen, if you don't do this towards me, if you don't even show me some type of that, you don't love me. Because one, she thinking, well, my mom never loved me. And my mom always said she loved me. My dad, he'll come back like, oh, I love you. I'm sorry I hit you. This and this.
Just
as long as you do that to her, she won't stay with you. Be like, oh,
that's just
falling
under common sense. I don't give a fuck. Like, you can't rationalize that.
People
like,
sometimes don't use common sense when they think they are in love.
I got common sense, so I'm not going to be sitting up here and saying.
I'm not saying you are. This nigga beating bitches. I'm saying.
You can't make shit like that make sense.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. It happens. It's a life cycle. Somebody is just repeating itself, basically. Yeah. That's all that's going on.
Y'all know if we bring some people on here, they'll be like, yeah, that's true. I'm like, y'all be like, what the fuck? And we're going to
walk out. Some things say it's true.
I'm not going to walk out and be like,
to always bring
shit,
this up.
But okay.
Oh, shit.
I hate when I have to always bring it. We had somebody over here who took care of a dude for about a whole year. A whole year. Look at this new shit. Play 2K, smoke weed.
He got fast money. Remember that?
He did.
He rubbed up feet.
For a whole
he was dropping dick. He got fast money.
And when that money ran out.
I don't think the money ran out. I think he was probably fucking off. You know,
but she wanted more out of him. And he didn't want to give it. But she's still a whole year. That's common sense. Okay.
Right. Man, come on, man. Come on, man.
Most women are not going to be able to do
Definitely change that.
Because some women are going to give you, they going to give you a timetable.
You know what?
You got 6 months, nigga.
Oh, my fucking Jesus.
Like, they don't see you progressing or making any changes or moves. Oh, your clock is ticking. Your clock is ticking. Now, let's reverse the word of the roles.
Before you get into that, I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of
I'm about to throw my mic.
We thank y'all.
Nah,
you don't want to. I mean, because it's like a minute 30 left. That's it.
Go ahead.
We appreciate y'all for this. Thank y'all.
Pussy.